I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. In my book, Foodscaping, I talk a lot about growing trees not just for shade or flowering, but for their fruiting. While apples and cherries make great yard trees, I like to try the unusual, such as the pawpaw. What's a pawpaw, you ask? This native tree is related to the subtropical cherimoya and looks exotic, but it's hardy to zone 5. It grows in a conical shape 25 feet tall with large avocado-like leaves. What's best is the fruit. Clusters of 6-inch long up to 1-pound mango-shaped fruits form and ripen in early fall. The soft yellow and orange flesh has a flavor reminiscent of banana, mango, and papaya. Yum! Pawpaws are native to areas west and south of here, and there are towns and festivals named after this fruit. But it also grows in New England and New York State. Nurseries are even catching on, selling different varieties. You'll need at least 2 varieties, such as NC1 and Davis, to get fruit. 2-year-old trees grow best in full sun on well-drained, slightly acidic soil. They have a brittle taproot, so don't transplant well. It may take up to 5 years to get fruit, but they're worth waiting for. One drawback of pawpaws is the flowers are not easily pollinated. Bees don't seem to like them. It's best to hand-pollinate trees to get fruit. You can do this at flowering with a paintbrush, transferring the yellow pollen to flowers between the different trees. Eat pawpaws fresh or make pies and ice cream with them. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual irises. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.